The city of Bengaluru, also known as India's Silicon Valley, recently made headlines when protesters tore down English billboards and demanded that they be written in the local language, Kannada. The protest was led by a group called Karnataka Rakshana Vedike, KRV, who wanted the government to make a law saying that 60% of each display sign in the city should be in Kannada. Some political parties supported the demand, but they didn't like the violence. This incident shows how people in India care about their language, with over 300 languages spoken in the country. The KRV has been saying for a long time that Kannada and its speakers are being ignored in Bengaluru, a city where people from all over the country and the world live and work. Some locals worry that they will become a minority because of all the people moving to the city. The demand for Kannada first comes from a feeling of pride in the language. In the 1920s, Kannada speakers first asked for their own state, and at first, they were okay with other languages, like English. But in the 1980s, the protests got more intense, and Kannada nationalists started targeting other Indian languages like Sanskrit, Tamil, Urdu, and Hindi. They wanted Kannada to be the only first language in schools, protested against Tamil Nadu over sharing water, and didn't like Urdu being used on the state broadcaster. In 2017, they even went after Hindi, asking for it to be taken off signs and announcements on the Bengaluru metro. The demand for Kannada signs got bigger when the IT industry grew in the 1990s. Kannada speakers were worried that people from other states who spoke English were taking their jobs. The KRV started asking for special treatment for local people to protect job opportunities. They say that regional independence is important in India, and English signs get in the way of that. But they also say they don't mind multinational companies where English is needed for work. Some Kannada speakers support the KRV's demands, but the Federation of Karnataka Chamber of Commerce and Industry, FKCCI, says that the recent protests and changes to signs won't affect Bengaluru's reputation as a global city. The hard-working people of Bengaluru, who made the city famous, will keep doing good work no matter what language the signs are in. The FKCCI has asked businesses to follow the law and use Kannada on their signs. They have until February 28 to make the changes. In conclusion, the recent protests in Bengaluru for Kannada signs show how people in India care about their language. Kannada nationalists have been asking for Kannada language and culture to be promoted for a long time, and their demands have gotten stronger over time. While the protests have caused a lot of discussion, they probably won't change Bengaluru's reputation as a global city.